Welcome to the Golden Age of Comic Books. Hey, Golden Age fans, it's March 22nd, 2006. Welcome to the 37th installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books. This is Bill Jourdain, your host, and we are very glad you're here. This week, we're going to talk about something a little bit different than we have talked about before. We're going to talk about Sheena, Queen of the Jungle from Fiction House. But before we do that, there are several things I wanted to mention today on the show. First of all, in our 36th episode where we talked about Bullet Man, I put out a call for anyone who might be knowledgeable about Bullet Man reprints who might be able to steer me and then the listeners of the Golden Age of Comic Books in that direction. Well, I didn't hear from anybody. Nobody responded to my call for help, and did a little research on my own, and I found out that there is a company on the web that has published Bullet Man reprints on CD-ROM. And that company is called Comics on CD-ROM. You can go to their website, comicsoncdrom.com. And they have published, as far as I can tell, a couple of different CDs with Bullet Man reprints. Now, these are reprints from the Bullet Man comic book. According to their website, series number one contains reprints of Bullet Man 4, 5, 14, 15, and 16. And series number 2 contains reprints of Bullet Man 2, 3, 7, 9, and 10. Now, according to the website, each of these CDs is $19.95 US. They accept PayPal and every major credit card out there. And so you can go to this website, go to this company, and you can order the CD-ROMs and read the old Bullet Man stories right there on your computer screen. So if you are interested in looking at some of the old Bullet Man stories from Bullet Man Comics, check out Comics on CD-ROM, and you'll be able to read these Bullet Man stories for yourself. Now, they're not just limited to reprints of Bullet Man comics. They have a whole host of other comic books on their website that you can order on CD-ROM. And they also have lots of other publishers. You can get just a whole bunch of different stories. They have, for instance, Amazing Man, Avon Mystery Sample, Basil Worvelton Specials, Black Fury Comic Strips, Blue Beetle, Crack Comics, Crime Does Not Pay, Durango Kid, Fighting Yank, Frazetta Special, CD-ROM, Jumbo Comics, Jungle Comics, Kid Eternity Special, National Comics, Planet Comics, and many, many others, some that we'll talk about later on in the show. So again, if you want to read some maybe not so mainstream Golden Age stories, many of these, probably all of these stories and characters have gone into the mainstream. They're no longer copyright protected, and they're in the public domain, so you can check them out, hopefully without any fear of copyright issues, at least none that I'm aware of. Now, this company also has apparently an affiliated website called Electro Comics, electrocomics.com, and at this website, you can actually download directly from their server copies of comics that have been scanned in, many of the same comics that they offer on CD-ROM, and they actually have a free sample that you can download. They have a copy of Jungle Comics number 95 that you can download for free. It's about a 10 megabyte file you can download from their server and actually read Jungle Comics number 95 on your computer, assuming you can look at the standard JPEG image. So that might be worth checking out as well, electrocomics.com. It looks like you can download all kinds of different publishers from this particular website: Avon Comics, Bureau Publishing, Centaur Publishing, Fox Publishing, Funnies Inc., Harvey, Charlton. They have newspaper strips as well. I would imagine that Bruce over at Comics Cast would be interested in that. Fawcett Comics, Fiction House, Magazine Enterprises, Magazine Village, Quality, Ziff Davis, and many others. So again, if you're interested in purchasing for download some specific comic books or stories, you can go to this website, Electro Comics, and check those out. I believe that they're charging about $6.95 per issue to download. That might be a little bit pricey, but again, if you wanted to go out and find the original of these particular comics, I'm sure they'd cost you more than that. this website also takes credit cards and PayPal, etc., so you can get instant gratification by downloading these books, paying for them right then, and you'll have them there. So if you're wondering what kind of quality they have in their scans, you can download this copy of Jungle Comics 95 that they have and check that out. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through each and every issue and title that they have available on their CD-ROMs or on their website. Now, that might be a topic for Chris over at the Collected Comics Library podcast to tackle. This is more or less a Collected Comics library on CD-ROM and on the internet, so Chris may want to talk about that in some more detail later on. But once again, if you're interested in some very esoteric, if you will, Golden Age stuff that is in the public domain, check out these CD-ROMs or this direct download material from Electro Comics, and you'll probably find it very interesting. Now, one other item I wanted to mention before we got into discussing Sheena, Queen of the Jungle this week, is a book came out published by Marvel this past week, and it's not really Golden Age, but it's interesting enough that I wanted to mention it on the Golden Age of Comic Books podcast. And what Marvel has done is they have published a book called Marvel Masterworks Atlas Era Tales to Astonish. And what they've done is published a book that reprints the entirety of Tales to Astonish 1 through 10. Tales to Astonish number 1 saw publication in January of 1959, really in the Silver Age of comics, but close enough to the Golden Age, I guess, to count for this particular podcast. And they continued publishing Tales to Astonish, of course, on into the Marvel Age of Superheroes, much later on into even the modern age of comics. But if you're interested in reading a lot of the pre-hero stories that I'm sure you've heard about, many of you may have read these stories, but it's really a nice package. All of the first 10 issues of Tales to Astonish in one book, cover to cover, really great pre-hero Atlas stories. So I'm not going to go on into this in great detail, what you're going to find in this book, the names of the stories, etc. That's something that Chris over at the Collected Comics Library podcast may have already done. I'm a little behind on listening to his shows, and if he hasn't, I'm sure he will. But again, if you're interested in reading some of the really cool pre-hero Atlas Marvel stuff that you'll find with Kirby art and Ditko and Don Heck and others, check out the Tales to Astonish Atlas Era Marvel Masterworks book, Volume 1, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it greatly. All right, well, let's talk about Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, published by Fiction House, starting in 1938. Just who was this character, and how did she figure into the Golden Age of comic books? As I mentioned, Jumbo Comics was the first comic book endeavor by Fiction House magazines. Their first issue was published very early in the Golden Age of comic books, September of 1938, and that title saw publication all the way through issue number 167 in March of 1953. Jumbo Comics, the first 8 issues, were oversized. They were 10.5 by 14.5 inches, pretty large for a comic book of today, and the entirety of those comics were printed in black and white. Starting with number 9, they became regular sized and in color like most other comics of today. But early on, they were oversized and black and white, thus the name Jumbo Comics. Now, the main character in Jumbo Comics was Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. She was created in 1937 by Jerry Iger and Will Eisner of the Iger-Eisner Studio that we've talked about before. But she wasn't created for American publication at that time. She was actually created for publication in a European magazine called WAGS magazine, and she saw a publication in Europe, and then just a little less than a year later, those strips were reprinted in the first several issues of Jumbo Comics in the United States. And then starting with subsequent issues, and in particular issue number 9, Sheena got her first cover appearance and was the main character in Jumbo Comics from that time all the way until the end of the run in March of 1953. So, who was Sheena, and why is she important in the golden age of comic books. Well, Sheena was, for all practical purposes, the very first version of Tarzan who was a woman. She was about 5'9" and very athletic. She wore a skin-tight leopard skin costume, had blonde hair, and was all things about the jungle. Her origin is somewhat similar to Tarzan, and I think she was designed to be a Tarzan-type character. But she started out as a young child with her father in the jungles of Africa. He was an explorer named Cardwell Rivington. And Mr. Rivington became friends with a tribal witch doctor whose name was Koba. And Koba and Mr. Rivington became close friends and lived together in the jungle for several years. And of course, the daughter of Mr. Rivington, Sheena, was along for the ride. Rivington decided after spending time with Koba and his tribe that he was going to move on into other areas to explore in the jungles. And Koba didn't want him to leave, and so he tried to create a potion that would cause Rivington to stay behind and live with the tribe there with Koba. Unfortunately, Koba didn't do the potion quite right, and he killed Rivington. As a result of that, Koba was very guilt-ridden and decided to take the orphan Sheena under his tutelage and trained her about all things related to the jungle. And as she grew into a woman in the tribe and under the tutelage of Koba, she became, as her name suggests, the Jungle Queen, and was very similar to Tarzan. She had a sidekick, an ape named Chim, who accompanied her on her adventures. And later on, she met a man named Bob Reynolds, who was an explorer and a hunter, who really provided the avenues for many of the stories. He would get himself into predicaments where Sheena would have to come and rescue him. And so he became a fixture in these stories as well. And so Sheena became a very popular character in Jumbo Comics, so popular, in fact, that she got a title of her own. And in the spring of 1942, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, number one was published. Now, this is an important issue, an important comic book, because, believe it or not, it was the very first time that a woman character in the Golden Age of comic books got her own title. Even before the publication of Wonder Woman, number one, Sheena, a few months earlier in the spring of 1942, became the first woman to have her own comic book title. So for all you trivia folks out there who might think Wonder Woman had the first title of a woman in comics, it really wasn't. It was Sheena. And Sheena continued on with her title for some time after that. Now, in addition to appearing in the two comics that I mentioned, Sheena also appeared in a pulp magazine that had the title Stories of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, and that was published by Fiction House in the spring of 1951. Fiction House, before getting into the comic book publishing world, was a big publisher of pulp magazines and continued to publish those pulps as well. Sheena's pulp appearance was somewhat popular. Unfortunately, though, this was at the tail end of the popularity of pulp magazines generally, and only one issue of the pulp magazine, Stories of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, was ever published. Now, in addition to her comic book appearances, Sheena was popular enough that she actually had her own television series back in the 1950s. And in 1955 and 1956, 26 half-hour episodes were created of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, which starred a model whose name was Irish McCullough, who was a very beautiful woman who had been a very famous model prior to appearing in this show. And that show was very popular on television during that period of time. Later on, in 1984, a film, Sheena, was created starring Tanya Roberts, which involved different stories of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, similar to those from the comics, the pulp, and the earlier television series. And then later on, in October of 2000, another TV series was created called Sheena, which starred Gina Lee Nolan It didn't last very long and apparently wasn't very popular, but did have another take on the Sheena character, similar to what we saw in the pulps and the comics and the other TV appearances. Now, the Sheena origin was told and retold several times in the pulps and other media, and there were some stories in which the origin of Sheena was somewhat different, and it was told that she had been raised by a witch woman in the tribe named Ibid Ella, and that Sheena was raised by her in the tribe after the death of her parents, who had been missionaries. So a slight difference in the origin of Sheena, as told in the pulp magazines and in other sources, but somewhat similar to the origin that was told in the comic book. The origin of Sheena in the comic was actually told in Jumbo Comics number 2. The first full cover appearance of Sheena in Jumbo Comics was number 9. Her second cover appearance on Jumbo was number 13. Her third appearance was on number 15. And then from issue number 17 all the way through issue number 161, Sheena was on each and every cover of Jumbo Comics during that time. And that run, as I mentioned, of Jumbo Comics ended with number 167. And the covers of 161, I believe, through 167 were horror covers, as the horror craze was going on at that time. And I believe her last cover appearance was actually 160. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Sheena had her own title, Sheena Queen of the Jungle, the first issue, as I mentioned, being the spring 1942 issue. Now, unfortunately, that magazine was not published regularly during the Golden Age of comic books. The second issue came out in the winter of 1942-1943. The third issue was in the spring of 1943. And then there was a long hiatus between issue number 3 and issue number 4. And the fourth issue did not appear until the fall of 1948. And then almost a year went by until number 5 in the summer of 49. Number 6 was the spring of 1950. And then 7 through 10 were all published in 1950 at different times. And then there was another gap, and starting with issue number 11 that was published in the spring of 1952, there were several more issues published until issue number 18, which was the winter 1952-1953 issue. The very last appearance of Sheena in the Golden Age of comic books took place in 1953, not in Jumbo Comics and not in Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, but actually in a 3D comic book that was called 3D Sheena, and that was published by Fiction House. It sold for 25 cents and had the 3D glasses that came with it. That was actually reprinted in 1985, by Blackthorn, and it had a really great cover on the reprint of Sheena by Dave Stevens, who many of you are probably familiar with as being one of our really great artists of the modern age of comic books. Well, so just what were these Sheena stories all about? Well, when she wasn't trying to save Bob Reynolds from gorillas and crocodiles and all kinds of other wildlife in the jungles of Africa, she might have been fighting evil hunters or slave traders or misguided African natives, or sometimes she was trying to deal with rampaging animals in the jungle. And oftentimes, as I mentioned, trying to help poor old Bob Reynolds out of a really bad situation. So Sheena was involved in what I would consider to be very typical stories that you might find in jungle comics in the Golden Age of comic books. That was, of course, a whole genre of comics in the Golden Age, stories dealing with the jungle and Tarzan-like characters and Sheena-like characters. In fact, Sheena spawned a whole number of other female characters like herself that appeared in other comic books during the Golden Age of comics. For instance, there was Camilla. She appeared in Jungle Comics. Cave Girl, Leopard Girl, Lorna, Naoka, Princess Panther, Rula, who appeared in Zoot Comics, Tigra, Vuda. So there were all kinds of imitations of Sheena that were spawned by the success of her run in Jumbo Comics and her own title that appeared in many other comics during the golden age, or I should say the late golden age, of comic books. Now, when we talk about Fiction House, the publisher of Jumbo and Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, I have to mention some of the other really great titles that they published during this time. Wings Comics, Fight Comics, Planet Comics, Rangers Comics, Jumbo Comics, as I mentioned, and Jungle Comics. And if you've never checked out the covers of any of these titles, you really need to do so. Either get your copy out of the Gerber Photo Journal, or go over to the Grand Comic Book Database Project website at comics.org and check out some of the covers to these titles that I mentioned. Really great artwork, really great examples of the genre that we were talking about, particularly the Jungle Comics that I mentioned. I think you'll find them very interesting and very representative of what we were seeing during this time frame, particularly in the late 1940s and early 1950s. All right, so I've gotten you interested now in reading stories about Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. Where are you going to find them to read? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Comics on CD-ROM and Electro Comics have available reprints of Sheena comics. I know that the Comics on CD-ROM site has a CD available with reprints from the Sheena comic book. And from what I could find on the website, I didn't print all of this out. I looked at it just a few days ago. They have a Series 2 CD-ROM available right now for $19.95 that reprints issues 4, 5, 7, 11, and the 3D appearance of Sheena. And that CD is $19.95. I would assume they had a Series 1, and I perhaps overlooked that, that had other reprints of Sheena comics from her title on that particular CD-ROM. But as I mentioned, they also have reprints from Jungle Comics and Jumbo Comics and many of the other Fiction House publications that had Jungle Girl stories and Jungle Man stories and what have you available on their website. I don't know of any other sources of reprints of original Sheena, Queen of the Jungle material other than the 3D reprint that I mentioned that was published in 1985. So once again, I'll put the call out if any of the listeners of the Golden Age of Comic Books are aware of any specific reprints other than the CD-ROM or Electro Comics reprints of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle stories, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to put that information out on the next episode of the Golden Age of Comic Books. And to be complete, I should also mention that in 1998 and 1999, there was another Sheena set of comics published in the United States by a company called London Knights Studios, and it involved a completely different version of Sheena. This was a Sheena who apparently crashed in an airplane in the jungles of South America, not Africa, and who had a completely different origin as Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. So if you're interested in reading a very, very different take on the character, check out that particular series that was published in 1998 and 1999. Also, I did notice that Comics on CD-ROM also has reprinted, in addition to the Sheena comic stories, they have reprinted a number of Jumbo comics on CD-ROM. There are several of those, probably, I would say, more than a dozen that they have done of Jumbo comics with all of the characters who appeared in Jumbo comics, that being not only Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, but Lightning, the Hawk, Wilton of the West, Inspector Dayton, and many, many other heroes that that were created and appeared in the pages of Jumbo Comics during the Golden Age of comic books. So again, if you're interested in reading some of the Sheena stories from Jumbo or from her own title, check out comicsoncdrom.com, and you will be able to learn all about one of the trendsetters from the Golden Age of comic books, that is Sheena, the Queen of the Jungle, who was the first Jungle Girl who was copied many times over after that, and who had a very, very popular run in the Golden Age of comics. All right, well, that's going to do it for this installment of the Golden Age of comic books. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about Sheena, Queen of the Jungle from Fiction House, who appeared in the 1930s, 40s, and 1950s, and was the very first woman to have her very own comic book title. As always, please support the Grand Comic Book Database Project at comics.org, a very worthwhile endeavor. They're moving forward to catalog all of the comics that have been published from the beginning until the present. So check out their website and see what they've been doing here lately. Please don't forget to support the Actor Comic Book Fund, actorcomicfund.org, a very worthwhile endeavor to support the creators of comic books who may not be able to meet their essential needs in life. As always, you can drop us an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com. I enjoy getting the emails that I receive from everybody about Golden Age comic books and other topics. As always, the trivia emails are my favorites, and I certainly have enjoyed learning some trivia from each of you that have emailed me and responding to questions related to Golden Age comic book trivia. Please visit the blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com. There you will find the show notes, as limited as they are, and cover images from each of the topics that I cover in each episode of Golden Age of Comic Books. So, thanks again for joining us, everybody, this week on the 37th installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books. I hope everybody has a great week. Check out some Sheena, Queen of the Jungle comic book reprints. Check out the Marvel Masterworks Atlas Era Tales to Astonish, and that will make your week absolutely complete as far as comic book reading is concerned. So, thanks again. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you next week about Golden Age comic books.